the third week, I guess, third week of lockdown,
Yes.
which we are in. I hope we all are doing great in contributing to the society and following the rules and regulations of the government and the higher authorities. I hope we are doing very good in contributing our part, and the outcome is also good. Thank you so much for each and everyone who are staying home and giving your best to society, to your loved ones, and also to your fellow people. Hannah, how are you? How is your quarantine? How is this lockdown experience to you?
I'm doing good, doing well. I keep observing my neighbors and how they are handling it. And sometimes people do walk around and take things lightly, and then suddenly there's a police siren and everybody runs back into their home. So it is good, and I'm coping with the lockdown and the situation, spending time at home with family and doing different things, and also working from home. It's going pretty smooth, I should say, as of now.
That's great. So for a lot of people, what could be triggering more during this time of uncertainty is maybe confusion, stress, anxiety, fear, like so many thoughts. This uncertainty is literally spreading unchecked and uncontrolled these days. And many are facing rapid health concerns, thoughts, and imaginations that something worse could hit them. And of the things that haven't reached them yet, that can be COVID-19. People who are who did not get affected with COVID-19 also have a fear that they might get affected with that. So that fear, and like something worse could hit them, are afraid of losing their jobs and worried about their dependents or loved ones. And one thing that is triggering so much and filling their minds with a lot of fear and hopelessness is 24/7 being exposed to sensationalize the media about the outbreaks and the death rates, and wondering and worried when a sense of normality would return. So coming back to this uncertainty, why uncertainty can trigger a lot of stress and anxiety?
One of the things is that for years we have been following a particular routine, a particular pattern, and it is, life has been going on smoothly. And I don't know if others, but I never expected that a pandemic would hit us, and that would hit us so hard for such a time. So what happens is our normal routine, our way of living gets disrupted. Because of this, because of the decisions we take during these times, there are so many things that there's a ripple effect. It affects the finances, it affects our working, it affects the families. We need to learn to cope up with this sudden change in our way of life. And so going through this process or this motion right now, many people are finding it difficult to face this uncertain, unpredictable future which we are in. If you use the term new normal, they say it's something that we need to adapt to now, a change that we have to adapt and cope with. So
Absolutely.
we don't know what the future is ahead, because of this pandemic, there's so much that is affected that we don't know what to do, where to go to. Everybody's affected in some way or the other, schooling, children's education. So we are worried about so many different things that this pandemic has affected us. And that causes a lot of mental stress, anxiety, frustrations. How are things going to be? So I think that generates a lot of worry in everybody during this time, is what I
Absolutely,
think.
absolutely. This unpredictable, unreliable, doubtful scenarios, because everyone looking at the scenarios and situations where they are in right now creates a lot of chaos and confusion inside of them. Whether their jobs are going to be stable, or what, even if they are stable, are their payments, salaries would be stable. Because everyone are used to one routine, and their expenses also are based on how much they get.
Yes, yes.
So now there is a rapid change.
Yes.
Because of this rampant growth of uncertainty and uncertainty is running uncontrolled, as we can say now.
Yes, yes.
So because of this, people are going through a lot of stress and anxiety, as you said, yes, Anna.
Mm.
So during this time, during these situations, what we have to do is one has to acknowledge to the fact that this is real and we have to accept this reality and admit to these changes.
Yes.
I know we can't say that we are leading normal lives. Mm. And at the same time, these are not abnormal too.
Mm.
So this is rather a change of a routine.
Correct.
So I think as a human beings, we all have to admit to the changes and accept the changes. Because life is like waves.
Yeah.
So we use this phrase, life is like waves. The problems come and they go.
Whoa.
I think this is the time where we have to really learn from that. We have to admit to the fact, the cope up with the scenarios and accept the reality and build the strategies according to it.
Yes.
And absolutely, I can understand that our routines are not normal, but going to be more beneficial if we consider this in a positive aspect and make use of this opportunity. So there's nothing like a bad situation or a good situation. Okay, even if we consider it as a bad situation or tomorrow it can be a good situation, whatever the scenario is, whatever the situation it is, any situation can be a great opportunity to bring something good.
Yes. That's very correct.
So ultimately, this can bear a great fruit tomorrow.
Yes.
If we take it in a positive aspect. And if we strategize our plans, strategize our routines in a good aspect, in a good manner, wisely, we can say. So all these days, it has been like we know the outcome. We predicted the outcome. And that's how our strategy used to be.
Yeah.
But now it is unpredictable, uncertain it is.
Yes.
So one cannot discover the certainty. In this scenario, once you understand both pros and cons, you now here you have to understand the pros and cons, what the negative outcome could be, what the positive outcome could be. So you have to analyze both of them and then you have to strategize. You can start to plan and prepare for it. So this can give you a sense of empowerment and control rather than feeling paralyzed by the what ifs and thoughts. You can start making decisions and taking actions first by practicing accepting the truth and reality. So in this situation, self-compassion and mindfulness are very important towards the situations, believing in your ability to cope with uncertainty and finding comfort and alternatives in regular routines. So it can be challenging finding answers and can be frustrating too much to know how to discover the certainty. So in these scenarios, in these frustrating moments, in these challenging scenarios, you don't have to judge yourself for feeling stressed during these times of uncertainty. Acknowledge to the fact, acknowledge to your feelings. It is okay to feel that way. So choose to engage in self-care strategies when you go through these scenarios and give yourself time to process your emotions and prioritize activities that can refresh your mind.
The point I'd like to stress on is accepting the situation and adapting to it. Rightly put across by you, Mary, that we need to accept the situation as it is. When we start to accept it, then we begin to plan things accordingly. If you're going through a situation where there is a lot of fear and panic, you don't have to worry about it. Especially people, if we know people who are working in the healthcare system or our family members who are abroad, our loved ones, our friends, our family, virtual communication and just give them a call and appreciate what they're doing and just say we're praying for you or you're in our thoughts. At this point in time, people need affirmation. People need appreciation. People just need to know that there is somebody thinking about them. Okay.
Yeah, and this gratitude.
Text message inquiring about how they are doing, and doing something gives you that confidence and brings that, okay, there's somebody who is thinking Absolutely. About me. There is somebody who's praying for me, and I'm not alone in this. So the support of loved ones is very important at this point in time. And we as human beings, we need to show compassion. And this is the right time to show compassion to one another. Yes, we are all praying for everybody, but also in action and in deed, we need to show compassion. And
also try being available to the ones, as we just mentioned, who are in need. Listen to them, because they... One more thing which we have to serious about is mindfulness. So we always have to make sure that we are present in this situation, in the moment, with an attitude of not judgmental, but we take this in a positive manner. Don't push yourself into the questions of what ifs, and don't get paralyzed there. But stand up, encourage yourself, encourage people who are in that journey. Yes. This is what we wanted to share with you today. Always hope in good things. There is a hope. And be strong and be optimistic and make the best and best use of the time that we are in. This is a great opportunity and a great change which we have to adapt to. Mm-hmm. And definitely this is going to be beautiful.
Just want to let everyone know that we are praying that God will soon intervene and this situation will change for the better. Also, I'd just like to say that take care of yourself and take care of the people around you. If you need help, don't hesitate to reach out for help. You
want Absolutely.
To talk to someone, find ways to talk to people, and also listen to others who are in need. So take care of yourself, be safe, and take care of others too.
Absolutely. If you have any prayer requests or you need any counselings, please reach out to us. And if you have any opinions regarding this, so that we can help other people to know what they have to do during their situations, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp or call us to 9163-642-52164. We are ready to listen to you. We are glad to hear from you. Stay safe, stay home. Thank you.